What's cracking? Welcome back. A tremendous Monday to you. All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a comedian and an actor and the greatest player in the history of the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, a four-time MVP. His latest special, Kevin Hart, Irresponsible, is available right now on Netflix, and he is the star of Secret Life of Pets 2, which is going to be in theaters on June 7th. My guest is Kevin Hart. Kevin, good to have you on the program. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Hey, listen, I got to start by asking you, in particular, how are you? And I'm talking about your hip, because you posted an Instagram video over the weekend. Dude, you went down hard dancing at a wedding reception. How you feeling this morning?
Well, you know, my hip is seeing better days, but I'm fine. Mentally, I'm okay, and that's what it's about. It's about having a strong mental about the fall. You know, falling is the easy part. Getting up is the hard part. Because that's where your pride gets tested. And what I was able to do is not only get up, but get up with confidence and make people see that I was still the young spring chicken that I used to be.
My man, didn't hurt, Kevin Hart. That's great. Hey, listen, there's a little more to the story, though, because you are a skilled dancer, and when you went to your trademark heel-toe move, your shoes completely blew out. It was like a Zion Williamson shoe blowout. If those defective shoes do not blow out like that, there's no way you hit the deck, right?
No. I've been doing the heel-to-toe hop for the years. It's actually my signature move. The world knows it. What you do is there's a heel-toe move, a hop, and then you switch to the left. When I went to switch to the left, what happened, my foot got from under me. The reason why is because the heel on my shoe blew out. This is factual information, which is why I posted a video showing the world the heel on my shoe. It blew out. Now, I'm not saying that I probably wouldn't have went down if it didn't blow out, but I'm saying that I know I went down because it blew out. I'm an amazing dancer. I've been offered tons of backup dancing early on in my career before I got successful. I was offered Broadway. There was multiple things have come my way. So for me to go down like that from a dance move is very, very unusual. It's just unusual. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, it's really unusual. There was no way that was going to happen. Hey, go back to the mental part of this thing. Kevin, like, you made a point recently that it's not cool to be happy. It's actually cool to be negative. Can you break that down for me? Why do you think it's cool to be negative?
Well, what I was doing a podcast, and I was saying the style of the generation today thinks it's cool to be negative. They don't think it's cool to be happy. People think that it's cool to just be angry and negative and just say bad things on a consistent basis. I said that's what our generation is falling in love with. They fall in love with negativity. And I said I personally can't understand that because I thrive off of positivity. So the only way to combat any type of negativity is to be ultra positive. So for the generation today, you just got to hit him with happiness. You got to hit them with nonstop happiness because these people thrive off of darkness, off of negative. I can't do it, sir. It's not how I'm raised. It's not how I'm built. I like to smile.
Kevin Hart joining us on the program. I have no argument with that at all. Listen, it's been a little over a week since Kawhi Leonard, Kevin, ended Philadelphia's season. How you doing with that? Have you gotten over that shot?
That hurt, man. That hurt. I went into a little, you know, I went into a dark place. And nightmares, cold sweats, the shakes. You know, it was tough for me because I felt that this was the season that we were going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I really did, and I felt that we had a legitimate chance of getting to the finals. You know, it was cut short, but I think our future is bright. I think that it's a great learning lesson, and I think that it's only going to make us better. But it really made me have to. I got to respect Kawhi Leonard. I mean, we've seen this man play for years, but I don't think we've seen him at this level. He's literally playing the best basketball of his career. So I think for me, it's just realizing that the Sixers went down, but we went down by one of the best superstars in the game, you know, playing at his peak. So I found a positive in it. And I wiped my tears, blew my nose, and said I'm just looking forward to next season.
We are talking to Kevin Hart. Now, Kevin, if we're talking Philly sports, you and I have not caught up since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. When you consider the fact that people were literally eating horse crap to celebrate that moment, is there anything that could ever top that as the greatest moment in Philadelphia sports history?
I think the Sixers. I think the Sixers getting to the finals and winning the finals. You know, that's just as overdue. You know, when you talk about Philadelphia and you talk about sports, you're looking at a city that eats, sleeps, and breathes it. We love our home teams. We love our sports, man. And I think to capture a finals, especially the NBA finals, to capture that championship, it doesn't get bigger or better than that, man. That'll set the city on fire. I mean, the last time that we came close when AI and the Lakers were in the championship, and you know, we won, I think we won the game one. Like, when I tell you the feeling of the city and feeling like we were close, I remember those years because we felt like we were close and we didn't get it. So to get that feeling and to have that energy starting to bubble again is huge. So I think when that happens, which it will, in these next three seasons, I feel like we really do have a shot. You're going to see me in Philadelphia, and I may eat some horse poop. I may have to.
You got
if
to.
If we win it, it might have to go down. I may have to go and just taste a little batch of horse manure. That's what happens in the city.
Dude, you slam that manure, Sando. It'll be awesome. Kevin Hart joining us. And Kevin, you got a special on Netflix. Kevin Hart, Irresponsible. You've got Secret Life of Pets, too. And you recently wrapped up Jumanji. You are a YouTube mogul. You've got a vitamin line. You've got all these projects going on right now. It's got to be exhausting work creating and then promoting all of this. So what keeps you motivated? What gets you out of bed every single morning?
Well, I'll tell you what gets me out of bed. What gets me out of bed is knowing that I can still do more. You know, and I think the best way to do more is to make sure that your mental is right. Hence, that's where my multivitamin Vita Hustle comes in. I'm not saying that you guys should take it. I'm just saying that you should know about it. It's only the best multivitamin on the market, okay? But that being said, that puts me in the mental. That gives me the energy, the focus, the recovery that I need. Now I'm attacking my days. These days are full of publicity. For example, right now I'm promoting Secret Life of Pets too. That's going to drop. And you know what? It's going to be amazing. It's a family movie for everybody. And while that's happening, I'm prepping to film my next movie, Fatherhood, which I start doing mid-June. It's another drama. That drama is something that I'm very excited about because I get to shine a light on positivity. Okay, I get to shine a light on fatherhood for all these men out here that know and need to understand how important it is and why we should value the opportunity of being the best possible father that we can be. Now, after I'm done doing that, what do I have to do? Well, I got to start prepping for another TV show. Can't tell you what it is because it's a big one, but I'm doing something huge for my company, Heartbeat Productions. Then I get done that, I got Co-Parenting. That's another movie that we're going to start shooting. And then when I'm done that, I go into marketing and promo for Jumanji. It doesn't stop, and I don't want it to stop because the goal is to be a mogul. And the only way to be a mogul is to have a mogul mindset and understand that you can do all that you want to do if you do the work. Kevin Hart does the work.
Kevin, listen, on that last topic about doing the work, look, what I'm hearing from you is you got to be right with your mental game. You've got to recover. You've got to rest. And you got to lock in. But you have become a role model to people for your grind, for your hustle. Who are your role models when it comes to hustle and grind?
I think my biggest role model is my angel. That's Nancy Hart. Nancy Hart, my mother, rest in peace. I don't think they get better, you know. You're looking at a woman that did all that she could to make sure that we had what we needed. And you know, our roughest days in her eyes were some of the best. Her grind is what I live by today. Outside of her, I got to go Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's another hustler. I mean, he's a guy that's never satisfied, that goes after it, and that does a great job of being a positive example to the generation that's here now. You know, from my fellow comedians out there, from my Dave Chappelle to the Chris Rocks to Seinfeld, you know, my comedic brothers that just never stop growing and building and reforming and always just becoming another version of themselves. Those guys inspire me on a daily basis. You know, when I look at these movie studios and production companies, you know, my partners at Universal motivates me because they do so much. That company is so successful, and the fact that I can say I'm a partner makes me want to gain the same success that they have, if not more. So I love surrounding myself by great people, and when you do that, it has no choice but to wear off. You become a sponge, and you're just soaking it up. You're soaking it up. Jay-Z, Beyonce, that energy, that level of success, that level of hunger, I love it. Rihanna, I love it. I love to see people win. I love to see people do the undoable. It makes me want more.
Kevin Hart, comedian, actor, the latest special, Kevin Hart Irresponsible, is available right now on Netflix, and the star of Secret Life of Pets 2 is going to be in theaters on June 7th. Kevin, so good to get caught up. Appreciate that. Love the energy and the positive message. Great to have you back, Kevin.
Always good talking to you, man. Thank you, guys. Don't forget, Secret Life of Pets, June 7th. Take your kids, take your family. It's a movie for everybody.
Nice job, Kevin. Great talking to you. That's Kevin Hart. All right. That's the way you start off a week. My thanks to Kevin Hart.